Our next report comes from Lara Thomason's class, and she teaches in Kellyer, Minnesota.
This is August,
Adriana,
Stewie,
and Hunter
from Ms. Thomason's fourth grade class at Kellyer Elementary.
This week we started incubating 7 eggs. Ms. Thomason's chickens are laying a lot now. That is spring. Their due date is Easter Day.
We have a red maple, oak, and birch branch in the classroom and our red maple branches started to blossom.
For our observations, Caden saw a blue jay looking for sticks to make a nest on Friday afternoon. It's stopped knowing.
Dewey saw two eagles mating. He knows they were mating because he saw them sitting in a tree making beautiful noises to each other.
Hunter saw his first moth of the year at his grandma's house. It was always. Kenna's neighbor's garage collapsed in the storm that started Thursday.
August observed that all trees were filled with snow after the storm on Thursday and Friday.
Allison can see leaves left over from the fall on the ground that the snow is melted at her house.
Raylan noticed that her dog is flattening down the tall brown grass from last year because he likes to play in it.
Adriana's dogs are following over their heads in the snow from the storm last week.
Riley and her sister and brothers found a black and yellow fuzzy caterpillar trying to get out of a puddle at her grandparents' house. They named it Henry and put him on a tree so he could survive.
Angela noticed that the Battle River by her grandparents' house has flooded its banks. Crystalline noticed a tree by her house has fuzzy blossoms.
Cole found a mouse nest with two mice in it under his steps and also observed two robins.
We hope to make observations in the school woods this week.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, August, Tatiana, Hunter. It was a great report. I like the yellow and black caterpillar. That's a tussock moth. I can't tell you which species of tussock moth, but that caterpillar overwinters just like the woolly bear, spends the winter as a caterpillar, which is a little unusual for moth and butterfly survival. Most of them either are eggs or cocoons. Of course, there are those four or five different species that overwinter as adults, but all in all, it's not a caterpillar's world out there. Even now, it's a little bit chilly.